Your brokenness does not disqualify you from healing. It positions you for this deeper dependence on God and even a deeper transformation with Him. If maybe you have said something like, I should be over this by now, or maybe I'm just too broken to change. There's other things that we like to tell ourselves, like, I'm too far gone. How could God love me now? I've made all these mistakes. Maybe you're even thinking you're too old. Like, maybe the time has passed. It's just a lie. It's just a lie. So we're going to dig into what scripture really says about emotional pain and sometimes why those deep wounds are not where the healing stops. It's really an opportunity for it to begin. Sometimes we just need to welcome it. Let it know that it can come to the table and it doesn't have to run us. We don't have to do a deep, deep, deep dive and get kind of stuck in the pain. But we can be curious about it. And before we get into today's episode, I want to remind you, if you haven't heard, that my program, Untangle Your Thoughts, is on sale this month for, drumroll, obviously I can't drumroll, but it's 50% off. And I'm really excited for you to be able to begin to work through negative thought patterns yourself. Because maybe you're not in a position yet to work one-on-one with me as your coach, but maybe you want to do something in your own time, at your own pace, and be able to really apply what you're learning, again, at your own pace and in your own time. That's why I created this program. It will help you identify and overcome negative thought patterns that are keeping you stuck. You're gonna learn powerful tools to help you reframe and renew your thoughts. We're gonna get to some roots. We're gonna get to some roots of beliefs about yourself, others, and God, which is one of the most, I think, eye-opening for a lot of the people that go through the program when they email me and tell me how they're doing in the lessons, where they start to implement, because after the lessons, you get worksheets and you get to implement what you learned and practically start to live that out. So that's important to me. All my one-on-one coaching clients know that, but I don't want this to just be another spiritual band-aid for you, because I truly believe about breakthrough, but we have to break through some of our thinking and just invest in ourselves. So for this month, and this month only, the month of June, it's 50% off. So if you've been eyeing it, thinking about it, heard me talk about it, waiting for it, now is the time. You don't need more information. You just need application. So head to the link in the show notes, because this is only for you as a listener. Again, only for you as a listener. Nobody else is going to get this discount. Not my email, newsletter, anything. You as a listener of the podcast gets the link. So make sure you go to the link in the show notes, because that is where you're going to be able to sign up. You will not need a coupon code. I'm making this super easy for you. So go get started on your healing journey today. Well, let's get into this topic. I've lost count how many women have said to me during coaching sessions or even just going through my self-paced coaching program where they felt these feelings of too far gone, too damaged. Maybe God doesn't want to heal me. And I think that, of course, if I'm honest with myself, I felt that way too. Because when emotional pain runs so deep, and if we've been through traumatic things, it kind of begins to shape our reactions. And our bodies can hold on to grief. And sometimes you might not even be able to put into words how you feel. So it's easy to believe that healing is for other people. But I just want you to hear today that you're not too broken. You're not too far gone, because it's really in those moments that we think we're too far gone where we can really be met with the Lord if we just open our hands and pray for fresh revelation, new revelation of who He is, who He really is, not who our pain is telling us He is. I've gone through a couple of my own season of just betrayal and burnout where I don't even think I realized that I was numb, but just even praying or journaling or reading just felt a little bit harder at some points because you just had questions. Maybe, you know, for me personally, it was just Like, how is this able to happen? What is going on here? And it wasn't that I was falling away from God. It was just that my heart was hurting. And so my reaction to that was, well, let me pull away or let me figure this out. Like, because our brains love to reason. We want the reason why things happen. You know, I've shared about our season of switching churches and everything that we had gone through there. And that was hard for me to kind of read my Bible. And there's a lot of journaling involved with that. It wasn't that I was mad at God. I just didn't realize that I had some offenses towards him of my own judgment of what I thought should have been done. And then I walk through some seasons where it just feels like loss, and loss of any kind, whether it's friendships, the loss of my mom, not in communication with my brother. There's just these things that feel so hard and make you question. They make you think something's wrong with you, right? Because you believe that you should be able to get through it, that you should be able to just bounce back and be okay. Because why not? It's in those moments, though, that we're trying to push through, be okay, that we don't slow down enough to ask ourselves, what is really going on? So when the things that we're going through don't become processed, talked about, it really becomes internalized. And kind of the brain, the nervous system begins to associate certain emotions, memories, sensations as being threatening. And that's why, depending on how you respond, you know, we've talked about fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, where you'll feel numb, you'll want to shut down, you might feel hypervigilant, you might react strongly to things that maybe seem small, you might struggle to feel that God is near, even when you know in your head that he is. It's a lot of things that I talk about in the coaching program, but also with my clients, and we go in depth with that. It's the head and heart connection. You know it, but I don't know sometimes if we really believe it. So I like to say when people tell me about feeling broken is that we just need to get curious about it. And sometimes it's just our body's way of protecting us. Sometimes that inner critic that we have is trying to protect us from future pain. It doesn't make sense. It's not helpful, but that's why we like to stay curious. And God never asked you to ignore your pain. In fact, the Bible is filled with people who brought their deepest, kind of messiest, raw emotions. And I think it's important that, you know, we know the scripture that he's close to the brokenhearted, but we have to really define what that means for us, because we hear it, but do we really believe it? And so that means that your crushed spirit doesn't push God away, can pull him closer. So some common lies that we tend to believe that our pain can kind of whisper to us is that your healing should have a deadline. And that's a lie. Like, I should be over this by now. And I think that the way I like to look at it, of course, healing is not linear. God's not rushing you, but it's kind of like a staircase where it's, you know, straight across, then it goes up, straight across, then it goes up. That's how I like to look at healing. There is no deadline, but every time you take a step up, something might become more clear. You might control your reactions better. You'll start to see the fruit of the healing. Philippians 1:6 says, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Okay, so lie number two, I'm too much or not enough for God to heal. We kind of believe this lie that what we've gone through is just too big for his mercy. You know, when he went to the cross, that did not cover the thing that you went through, or it covered it for everybody else but you. I hear this a lot inside of my one-on-one sessions where it is so easy for other people or my clients to believe good things for other people, but not for themselves. But the truth is that Jesus cares so much about touching the places in your heart that others might want to avoid. Luke 5:13 says, Jesus reaches out and touches the man with leprosy, saying, I am willing, be healed. And go read that story. Just that I am willing. It so important for us to kind of take that in. Like, do we believe that God is willing? Then the third lie, if I really trusted God, I wouldn't feel this broken. So many times I think maybe we've heard that if we have pain, it means that we lack faith. And I think that faith, that pain is just, it's a reality of the world. Like, we can't ignore the fact that we are going to get hurt, persecuted, all the things. But we can have faith and still have pain. But the truth is that Jesus felt deep emotional pain too. And he was perfect. And we know that the shortest passage of scripture is in John 11:35, where he wept. Jesus wept. Not because he didn't trust God, but because grief is human. So I want you to think about this kind of truth exchange practice. Write down the pain you're feeling or the lie that you're believing. And I want you just to sit quietly and ask God, like, what do you say about this? He came for the broken. He's not ashamed of your wounds. He's coming. He wants to draw closer to you. So emotional pain isn't weakness. Sometimes it's nervous system being stuck in survival. And scripture is clear about when we're down, when we're feeling abandoned, anything, that God draw near to us, not away. So if this episode touched you in any capacity, or if you're walking through a season of your own emotional pain, I'd love to walk with you. In my one-on-one coaching, you know, we explore healing through scripture. I give you emotional tools, real life application, and you don't have to do it alone. And remember, all through this month, you can get 50% off of my self-paced coaching program that also has practical tools, lessons, and everything that you would need to jumpstart your healing journey. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.